I want to talk about Wally Romero. Okay, Wally Romero is the best fighter, I think, in the lightweight divisions right now. I think Gervonta Davis had luck in his fight against Wally Romero. He just had really, it was a lucky punch. Okay, he was waiting for this punch. But before Gervonta Davis fought those punch, he got big punch, big right hand, weak right hand from Wally Romero. Wally Romero won all the 6 rounds in the fight. Don't forget it, Wally Romero have credits. And I think Wally Romero have to get a rematch against Gervonta Davis. Gervonta Davis is a boring fighter. I only like the fight he fight against Leo Santa Cruz. It was a good fight, but all his other fights are boring. The fight against Issa Cruz was very boring. Very boring fight. Gervonta Davis was really bad. He was running around the ring like Floyd Mayweather style. I really don't like this style of fight. Wally Romero is a puncher. He's going forward. He's selling his fights. He's an interesting fighter and a character. And I like to see Wally Romero. I follow him all the time because when I see a young Latino fighter like him, that is interesting to watch. He has a very bright and good English, and it's fun to watch him. Like, Ryan Garcia is more boring than him. Ryan Garcia I don't like so much, but Wally Romero is like, he's a real clown, and he's a good fighter, he's tough. He just don't have the experience. He just doesn't have the experience that Gervonta Davis has. I think in a rematch, Wally Romero will win because he just won all the 6 rounds. Gervonta Davis didn't do anything and didn't throw any jab. I think he threw like 4 or 5 jab in a round, Gervonta Davis. And he was running around the ring. Wally Romero stepped forward all the time. He was pushing him with his jab. We have seen that Gervonta Davis was afraid from a Wally Romero power, and I think in a rematch I will bet on Wally Romero because he understands his mistake. I will tell you another thing, because what Gervonta Davis did is like he went back and he shows himself like he got hurt. He was doing in the fourth round like he's hurt in his hand, in his left hand. And then Wally Romero thought he was hurt, so he went forward and was less cautious than he should be. So Wally Romero took a chance, but Gervonta Davis has kind of fast hands and he has power, but I think Wally Romero has a lot more power than Gervonta Davis. And I don't think he's slower than Gervonta Davis. I think they are like the same. The same hand speed. They have the both, but Gervonta Davis just has more experience. That's it. So next time Wally Romero goes against Gervonta Davis, I think he will win. He won for rematch. I think Gervonta Davis is a clown. He's not a good fighter. He's not so much an interesting fighter. David Haney is a boring fighter too, I think. And I think, let's see, if Tomefito Lopez go against Gervonta Davis, I put my money on Tomefito Lopez. I think Tomefito Lopez will win him big time. I think the most powerful fighter in the lightweight division is Tomefito Lopez right now. After that is Wally Romero, Ryan Garcia, and David Haney is a boring fighter. Josh Kambosos is a boring fighter. And Gervonta Davis is like, So I put my money on Wally. Wally is an interesting, good character, good actor, selling his fight, interesting fighter. And I will hope as a fan of boxing, and I am boxing in myself, but I'm an amateur. I put my money on Wally, and I think Wally should fight Gervonta again. If Wally Romero will not fight Gervonta Davis, I think Wally Romero should fight Issa Cruz, or Wally Romero should fight next David Haney. I think he has a chance against David Haney. I don't see David Haney knocking out Wally Romero. I think Wally Romero can win this fight, even with the knockout. He has the power. He needs to work on his timing. If Wally Romero will have a better timing, he will win the next fight. And he will have to be more cautious. But I think if Wally Romero was putting his hands on his head, okay, like putting his two hands on his head like Castano, and going forward like Canelo Alvarez, and let like Gervonta Davis throw his punches on him and let him get tired and looking for the left hook or for the right hand to catch him, I think Wally Romero could win this fight. He just have to go forward, put the hands on here and with the high guard, go forward, let Gervonta Davis walk, get tired, and wait for the left hook to punch on his Gervonta Davis face. He has a better reach. And I think if Wally Romero was walking more with the jab, I think like he should like feint more, walk with the jab for the jab, not like do like this for the distance check, just for the jab on Gervonta Davis' face, he could score more. But I give all the 6 rounds for Wally. Lucky punch for Gervonta. Big mistake from Wally Romero. He doesn't say anything. Because Wally Romero is entertaining the crowd. And that's, I think, the most important thing in boxing. If you play like in distance and like you try to box too much, the fight is boring. You need to go with the hands high, or with the hands here at least, like Mike Tyson, go forward and make something in the fight. Get some punches, give some punches, because you can't expose your opponent if you put a low guard. If you put your hands here and he's with the hands down and you're fading and he's fading, it can be all the fight until you catch someone with a punch. But it's boring. Someone needs to go forward. Someone needs to get some punches and then give a counter with the left hook, with the right hand, jab fight, you know, something interesting for the crowd. So Wally Romero has it. I don't think Gervonta Davis has such a big power. I think Wally Romero can go with the hand side, keep his stomach like strong, go forward, let him punch and wait for the counter and for his own jab. He can be number one, number two, he can win this fight. So Wally Romero, we love you from Israel. I'm a YouTuber from Israel. And I want to say another thing, like, when I see Jack Paul fights, all the fights are fucking sold out, like he's cheating in his fight. The fight are sold. He's not really winning the fight. Jack Paul doesn't know how to box. He's a really bad boxer. And I saw the fight against Woodley with his right hand. I saw it was script, it was fake. Woodley just went down because it was part of the plan. Fake fight, not interesting, boring fight. Jack Powell is a really bad fighter. He's just giving money to his opponents to get a knockout. He's giving his money to the crowd. I think to his opponents, they give the money and they fall down like nothing. Nice, so boring, like he's selling the fight. Okay, Wally Romero, good luck. And I hope you will get a rematch against Gervonta Davis.